Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
On the live line with us, someone who's heading up Trump for Wisconsin, Robert Craig. Robert, good afternoon.
Oh, I've changed positions, huh?
I say that to everyone, then they go, what? What? Did you ever think you'd see a candidate for a major political party mocking someone from when they were ill and making fun of it and getting the crowd to cheer?
I never thought of the possibility, so I guess not.
I wouldn't expect someone to behave like that drunk at Major Goolsby's.
Right. I mean, there's been people wring their hands the last couple of decades about the new coarseness, but I don't think that they knew what coarseness was until this election.
Nope, he's reinvented coarse, hasn't he?
Well, I that's what people like, in part. I mean, people are mad.
I understand people, the people that don't like Hillary Clinton. I understand they, you know, she's part of the political system that's unpopular. But mocking someone's sickness or making up that they're having an affair, just pulling it out of whole cloth, that's pretty remarkable.
Well, I mean, these are the standards of reality TV. I'm not the first to say that, right? I mean, this goes back to, I guess we should have thought of this when Jerry Springer got going, remember? And how bizarre that looked at the time.
Jerry Springer appears to be Yitzhak Rabin compared to Donald Trump, okay?
Well, Charlie Sykes appears to agree with us, at least for his current posturing and positioning purposes.
Yeah, I still haven't quite figured up what is he angling for. He's up to something. This is not out of the goodness of his heart, Robert.
He's concerned that he may well have promoted racist ideas and used race in some way, and he's going to do some soul searching.
Oh, well, then he's got a lot of searching to do, a lot of soul. All right.
And it'll be in his new book.
So I'm waiting for Ron Johnson and the Republicans. It seems to me they're running out of time, that if they're going to turn this Senate race around. I know he told Mike Coucher yesterday the polls are closer. But I'm waiting, because I keep hearing Brian Fraley go on Charlie Sykes' show, say, you got to hit Feingold on health care. You got to hit Feingold on health care. I'm just waiting for Ron Johnson, who's been trying to relive 2010, to go after Russ on health care. I'm waiting for that to happen. What are the Republicans up to? And you're the one that follows this, that they've... where they've sabotaged the Affordable Care Act, and do you think that Ron Johnson's going to go after Russ Feingold on health care?
He may well, after he stops running his ads about the Joseph Project. I don't know if you've seen those.
Oh, where he has the African-American child holding up his bumper sticker. That's subtle.
Yes, where he is... where they have a project which is very well intended and has helped a few people, but is a drop in the bucket compared to the problem. And Ron Johnson's policies have nothing to do with expanding opportunity in Milwaukee's urban core. But anyway, the ad is running heavy rotation in the Milwaukee market, I can tell you, over the weekend. But he'll need something else. He seems to be trying to set up health care. He had this kind of show hearing week before last for his Homeland Security Committee, which was supposed to show that the big for-profit insurance companies pulling out of the Affordable Care Act was proof that it was all a big disaster and needed to be repealed, as opposed to what many normal Wisconsinites might think is, we tried to create a system that included these people, they won't play ball, so we need a strong public option, right, which Russ Feingold strongly supports. So he had this hearing fly. And his first witness was the deputy insurance commissioner of Wisconsin, a guy named J.P. Weiske. And he went after the Affordable Care Act, went through the right-wing talking points. But he let out at the end a much higher number than we had heard before. He said 203,000 health plans in Wisconsin are quote-unquote transitional plans. Now, you have to, like, speak healthcare policy to know what that meant. And what it means is a transitional plan is a plan that is not compliant with the requirements of the Affordable Care Act but was allowed to stand. They're called grandmothered plans. And basically, states were given the option to keep them or not, and how many to keep, and what date to cancel them if they were canceling them out. Progressive states like Minnesota canceled them right away. There's basically two problems with them. First of all, they were sold to people who were relatively healthy because they were able to buy insurance from the insurance industry when pre-existing condition discrimination was still legal.
Right. These are the type of plans that Assurant used to sell.
Exactly. And so, but then the second problem is that they're full of holes in them. They don't meet basic standards. So what they do is they do two things. First of all, they pull healthy people out of the new Affordable Care Act marketplace, making insurance more expensive there. In fact, the national research is, from a number of different national research sources, at least 10% higher premiums people allow these plans to exist because you're letting the insurance industry cream the healthy people. Second thing is, those healthy people, if they ever face like a major accident or major illness, guess what? They may find out the health insurance doesn't cover much. And so then they get medical bankruptcy, they may not get life-saving coverage, etc. So it's, the only people it's good for are the insurance industry, which is allowed to continue its search to find healthy people to insure, which is the business practice we are trying to outlaw in the first place of the Affordable Care Act. And then, of course, the people who buy these plans better hope they don't get sick. And the third, of course, the other people that benefit are people like Ron Johnson and Scott Walker, who are trying to get the Affordable Care Act repealed and go back to the days when where the insurance companies could discriminate based on age, based on health conditions, and where you didn't have a system where everyone had somewhere to go no matter what to buy health insurance. And so that's what this is all about. So I can see him with this hearing trying to position himself to attack Feingold as the big purveyor of Obamacare. And as we know, Russ Feingold supported single payer back in the day, and also will be a strong supporter of having a robust public option fly to compete with these big for-profit insurance companies that are still trying to game the system.
So the New York Times has a piece talking about ailing Obama Health Care Act may have to change to survive. Did you read this in the New York Times today?
I have not gotten to that.
Okay.
So you'll have to tell me what's
Well, it's Robert Pair wrote it. The fierce struggle to enact and carry out the Affordable Care Act was supposed to put an end to 75 years of infighting, but it clearly hasn't. Seeing lack of competition in many health laws, online insurance marketplaces, Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and much of the Democratic Party are calling for more government, not less. The departing president and the woman who seeks to replace him, and nearly one-third of the Senate, have endorsed a new government-sponsored health plan, the so-called public option, to give consumers an additional choice. A significant number of Democrats, for whom Senator Bernie Sanders spoke in primaries, favor a single-payer arrangement. So I was unaware that the president was trying to bring back the public option.
Yeah, there's a lot of I've heard this, that there's a lot of support for this in the Senate. This is in the Democratic platform, and I was on the platform committee and actually one of the authors of the Democratic platform on health care. It's in there, and Hillary actually was campaigning on it even before Bernie was pushing for a stronger position on the Democratic platform. And so Hillary is, I think, very strong that she would try to do this right away. And if you think about it, Sly, Obama, in a way, was too nice. He said we would try to create a system where we kept the private for-profit insurance companies, but that we made them compete with each other, and we had subsidies, and we didn't let them do really horrendous immoral business practices like pre-existing condition discrimination or throwing people off coverage when they got sick. They have not lived up to this. They're still trying to find a way to only insure healthy people. And they, as you know, one of them, at least, Aetna, is pulling out of the marketplace for the Affordable Care Act in retaliation for the Department of Justice filing an antitrust lawsuit for their big merger with Cigna. And so if they're going to behave in this fashion, it makes sense to go back to a strong public program, a robust public option. It also makes sense, by the way, that that might eventually become Medicare for All. And the other element of the Democrat platform, this is the part that I actually authored the amendment, removes the barriers to states experimenting with Medicare for All and doing it themselves. Right now, the rules in the Affordable Care Act are stacked against that. That's why Vermont pulled back.
Right, and, what about Colorado? Well, they've got something on the ballot, right?
They have it on the ballot, so the Colorado delegation at the platform committee kept coming over and making sure I wasn't going to give away my amendment. But my amendment was supported by the Clinton campaign, and advisors at the very top, her top advisors, accepted that amendment, and it's a very strong healthcare platform, actually. And as you know, I mean, Secretary Clinton has a long history on healthcare. And certainly yes, proposed something back in 93 that was a lot stronger than the Affordable Care Act.
I mean, was it? So, I thought there were all sorts of problems with it.
Well, it had all sorts of political problems.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot closer to a uniform kind of system that gave you a lot more leverage over healthcare spending than the Affordable Care Act is.
All right,
so I'm not saying it was a perfect plan.
The Big FM 93.7. On the drive home with Sly, Robert Craig with us, talking a little bit about health care. Robert Craig from Citizen Action in Wisconsin. So, Donald Trump used to support the Canadian-style single-payer system. Is that what he's supporting now, Robert?
No, not exactly. Not so much.
Not exactly. Explain not exactly.
Well, he made one of his relatively few political pivots in the primary, and his whole program seems to be that he's against the Affordable Care Act and will repeal it on day one. Again, like Governor Walker when he was running for president's promise, I'm not sure how that works constitutionally. Not that constitutional niceties matter much to Mr. Trump. But he seems to talk about people buying insurance across state lines. That's about it. And in fact, the Republican platform provision on health care is remarkably weak and shallow, particularly compared to the Democratic one. So basically he has no health program other than he's against Obamacare, from what I can tell. And you know what the buying across state lines means. It doesn't save any money. It means you could get a substandard plan approved in a state that doesn't regulate and then have it cover even less so that it's worth even less if you ever actually have to use your health care.
We used to joke that it would be Mississippi, but considering the tribe that runs Wisconsin now, it could be Wisconsin.
That's right. Maybe this is a new line of business for WEDEC, for example. Selling substandard health insurance policy would bring Assurant back.
So the problems of the Affordable Care Act right now, it's not so much with the employer markets, it's with the individual markets. Is that right? That's what I ascertained from this article.
Right. So part of the problem is still that a number of states, including Wisconsin, haven't taken the Medicaid money. So you're leaving people out. So that's one problem. The other problem is that not enough people have signed up, enough healthy people, for the new competitive marketplace. And so therefore the population is sicker, which is a problem. You need to spread out risk among healthy and sick people. And part of the problem there is that there aren't big enough, that there's too many ways insurance companies can sell insurance off the exchange, find the healthy people like they were doing before, and then try to dump everyone onto the marketplace. And now you have the big for-profit insurance companies, four of the five largest of which are trying to merge into two mega companies, actually picking and choosing and pulling out of various marketplaces in kind of a sabotage maneuver. They wouldn't be as inclined to do that if they couldn't figure out, if they couldn't go and make profit by selling insurance in some other way to find those healthy people elsewhere. So it really is insurance into sabotage, and it's the fact that regulators in a lot of red states like Wisconsin are doing everything they possibly can to undermine the Affordable Care Act and make it work. So it's sort of like trying to crash the train and then saying, look, the train ran off the tracks, as opposed to doing what we obviously need to do, Sly, which is to admit that this was a very moderate reform and that we needed to take the step forward to at least create a system where everyone has somewhere to go to buy health insurance and to ban the most egregious kinds of discrimination, provide some subsidies to help people may afford it, but then to take the next steps in reform, which are all around cost and affordability. And we're not doing any of those things because one side of the political debate here wants to do nothing but sabotage what we did in 2010. And they're not proposing, I mean, their opinion of the American people is, shall we say, very disrespectful, because they don't think they have to provide a real plan at all. They just want to demagogue against the Affordable Care Act.
What is their ultimate goal? I mean, I've been hearing health savings accounts for years. Well, that's just not enough to cover the cost of people's health care. People don't make enough money as it is. What is their ultimate goal? The Republicans.
Well, it's very ideological. Quite frankly, it's sort of like saying, what is their solution to a global warming climate catastrophe? They just decided they're not going to believe in it, right? So the ostrich head in the sand is their solution to that, and pretend that there's scientific doubt. On health care, they want to pretend that you don't need democratic government in order to guarantee everyone has access to affordable health care. And it's not true. So anything they want to propose that they want to do is simply going to throw millions of people off their health care and create a very unfair system where you have to be upper middle class or higher in order to be able to actually guarantee that your family has access to health care when they need it. And that's not where American values are. But then you lie to the American people and tell them somehow that their freedom is being attacked by enacting very moderate reforms. And so ultimately they're either very cynical, some of them know this, some of them know that they're actually denying people health care and don't care. Others are simply so ideological that they think somehow you remove red tape and regulations. Ron Johnson, in his hearing 2 weeks ago, said the answer to prescription drug prices, which of course is straight out profiteering, it's prescription drug corporations charging what the price will bear for necessities where people have to buy it, right, or if they can. His solution was we just simply need to cut down the FDA approval process for drugs. So if we have drugs that aren't really tested or approved, that'll solve the problem. God forbid we should actually hold pharmaceutical corporations accountable anyway.
Speaking of Ron Johnson, here he was on Mike Gouche's program, Upfront program, over the weekend, and here was just one of my favorite moments.
Russ Feingold on this program essentially said that you're a guy who you're a CEO and you don't listen. That people out there in the public are telling you they've got problems with student debt, they need a boost in the minimum wage. And that you're not hearing them. What's your response to that?
I don't know what he's talking about, and neither does he. No, I've traveled the state tirelessly. I've listened, and that's why I've gotten these results. You know, early on in my Senate term, found out that we had that transportation problem between Wisconsin and Minnesota, and that the Stillwater Bridge had languished for decades in a very bipartisan fashion, reached out, worked with Senators Klobuchar, Franken, and Cole, and we got the waiver for the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, and that bridge has been under construction, but almost completed. So there's just one example.
I don't really think that's what the question was. It's nice he got the bridge built, but I think he's talking. I believe Mike Gouche and the point Russ Feingold was making was people's everyday life getting by because their wages are low. They healthcare takes up a good portion of their paycheck. Small businesses are having difficult. He says he doesn't understand the question. Well, it's true he doesn't understand the question. But his entire premise for running back in 2010 was he was going to save freedom. And he always used the example of his daughter and the surgery she received, her heart surgery she received, and that, we had to protect that healthcare system. Well, the doctor that did that procedure supported changing the healthcare system to the Affordable Care Act and would like to go further. Did you know that?
I had forgotten that. I remember the whole thing with Rebecca Clayfish, where basically she used her husband's public health care when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, but then she said she'd be dead if they'd had the Affordable Care Act, which was absurd. Remember, there was a Walker campaign commercial in 2011. But this is the same sort of thing. all we're about, Sly, is everyone should have access to that kind of care, not just corporate CEOs and multimillionaires. And it is amazing, right? I mean, he goes around and says he's listening and thinks he's leading and he's constructive, but we can never use our government to solve any problem whatsoever. So he has nothing, for example, for the fact that real wages in Wisconsin are down nearly 15% since the year 2000. 9 of the 10 fastest-growing job classifications are poverty-wage job classifications. What does Ron Johnson have for that other than he's going to have more trickle-down corporate tax breaks and just hope for the best? And by the way, companies do not create jobs, Sly, because they want to, because they are social welfare agencies. They do so because they need to create jobs to make profit. And if there is not profit in making jobs, for example, if we don't have enough customers buying goods, then they're not going to do it. It's that simple. And by the way, if they can automate, all the better, as far as they're concerned. It's only us, our democracy, that might be interested in trying to guarantee opportunity for everyone in our society.
Yeah, that never quite fits into his algebra equation. That just never quite, that component never works in, and I don't think he sees from that perspective at all. But hey, you got to give him credit. He was a class ring salesman in Mankato and ended up running a plastics factory.
Yes, he built the firm. I mean, married into the firm, right?
That's the first I've heard of that. How about that? Robert Craig, Citizen Action Wisconsin, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Sly. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Ron Johnson married his money? Huh.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.